Records. And yes. We really like that label. We've released with them before. And Marco said, oh, can you record Ever Falling in Love with Someone You Shouldn't Have Fallen in Love With? We're like, yeah, we can give it a go. And I was like, well, if we're going to do that, we might as well do a few more Buzzcocks songs. And I really like Buzzcocks, and they got so many good songs.
Yeah.
But I couldn't choose what songs to record. So what started off as 4 songs ended up as 15. So we're just trying to get these 15 songs finished off, and I'm enjoying it, but the drummer doesn't like Buzzcocks, so he's not enjoying it so much. He's tolerating it. Yeah, we're working on that. I'm almost there. I was working on that today, so as well.
Oh, mixing. Cool.
I love that band. I saw them once years ago, but when Pete Shelley was still around. Yeah, they're really unique, and the drums are really different. You wouldn't expect... He's like going all over the place. He's kind of like a Keith Moon type drummer, but he's always in time.
Yeah, crazy, crazy drumming.
Yeah.
See, I probably didn't enjoy that. So we've gone surf a bit, so we've kind of changed things around a little bit. So
I was going to ask you, and if you don't want to, that's okay. I was just going to ask you if you could pick maybe a couple surf songs that you really like, and you can maybe talk about them.
So I thought about that actually, and of course the obvious one was. The obvious one was something from this, which I just showed you.
Yeah.
Which, do you know we released an album called Instrumentals 2?
Yes.
The cover was a complete rip-off of this.
I noticed the similarity, yes.
Yeah, so even the Obi, there's some stuff on here that it says there's a present in it. In Japanese, it says that there's a present, like a signed piece of paper, like a board, that's signed with an illustration by Teruichi Takeshi inside. And my one said, "There's a board. There isn't a board signed by Chris Jack inside." There is no board. And this one also says it was nominated for some kind of it was some kind of expo thing that this was in Showa 47, the year of Showa 47, mm-hmm. like some culture festival thing. That the album was made for that. Another one says it wasn't made for a culture festival. You know? It just says everything that's exactly the same, but then it said it isn't.
It isn't. It,
but, yeah. But yeah, my first choice would be the opening song from this, Rush Almond. This album was never reissued on CD, and it's not on Twitter. I'm not sorry, not on Spotify or anything like that.
Okay,
so the only way to get analog, but I have Takeshi Teruichi and the Blue Jeans, and the song is the title track, which is Rush Almond. So that's my first choice.
And why did you choose that song?
My first exposure to his music, the first time I went wow was when I heard the song called Dan no Ura, and I heard that, and that set me on the hunt for this record, and it's quite hard to get, which is why I always buy it if I see it, even though I already have it, because I like it and it's hard to get. And so yeah, I heard that, and I found this album. This whole album is just, it's something else. I mean, it's like the level of what he was playing. When you compare it to, like, you know, in England, I mean, you had in America, I guess in Canada as well, you probably had the Ventures were the big instrumental band in the 60s there. Growing up in England, the Ventures weren't really well known in England because we had the Shadows. But the Shadows are really, like, you know, compared to the Ventures, for me, I find it pretty lame.
It's not the same.
it's very, very easy listening, you know, very easy going. And then on the other side of the globe, you've got...
Yeah.
This guy, it's just the playing's just amazing, something else, you know. And so, yeah, this is just the greatest album I think he made, undoubtedly. It's a really good fusion of traditional Japanese music. I mean, you've got shakuhachi on it, and you've got I think there is some shamisen on it, or it just might just be guitars played like shamisen because he was a shamisen player. And yeah, it's just a really amazing album. Yeah, just blows me away. And that opening song is a really, like, it's got reverse fuzz guitars on the intro. It's just a really amazing opener. And it's a really high-paced song as well.
Cool.
So yeah, that's my first choice, Rush Almond. Second choice, quite obvious, but not quite surf, but Link Ray, Jack the Ripper. I mean, Link Ray, when I first heard Link Ray, it had such a big impact on me because it was just the simplicity. There's so much impact in something so simple. And Jack the Ripper, yeah, it's such a great song. And I know it's complete opposite to this, like in contrast, because you've got this, which is really, the playing's just insane. Like it's really hard, fast picking, very technical, very typical Japanese Eastern scales, and the arrangements as well, quite well, they're very Japanese in nature. They sound quite random for Western ears in places. Whereas Link Ray is very repetitive, very simple, anyone can play it, and the tunes are just great. So yeah.
He's always interesting to find, and there's so many recordings from his early days. I heard, like, originally a doctor told him he can't sing because of an injury he got in the war. Like, he only had one lung.
Yeah, that's right. I think he got tuberculosis, and he had to have a lung removed. But actually, like, some of the songs he sings on are brilliant.
I heard he recorded, like, a lot of those early songs in, like, an old chicken shack that he converted into a recording studio. I don't know about that 100%, but...
Oh, I think I might have to do that. Get me a chicken shack. But yeah, it's great stuff. Like as well, like you say, the recordings, the sound, it's like a moment captured in time, like everything is, but the atmosphere of the recordings is great.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, I'm not sure if you ever heard, there's like a Montreal band from the 80s called The Gruesomes.
Yeah, The Gruesomes, I know The Gruesomes.
They did Jack the Ripper by Link Wray, and then another version of Jack the Ripper by a different band.
The other one was Lord Such.
Yes, they did both. That's who it was. Yeah.
And they also did Blues Theme, didn't they, by Davey Allen?
I believe
great choices so far.
The last one is... Hold on, it was here the other day. Let's see if it's still here. My records are very randomly filed. Hold on. Actually, I quite like this song. The song Stop Action on this Venture single. This is a French pressing with a really funny cover of a rocket. Yeah, it's Hot Dogging by the Astronauts. Yeah, I really like that song. It's a great song. And so, actually, that's a good, in terms of balance, like as far as my own music goes as well, what has influenced me, that's a really good selection, because you've got like the real typical dripping surf of the Astronauts, Hot Dogging. Then you've got the bit crazy, aggressive, hard-picking, because they're quite technical, Teruichi Takeshi. And then you've got the simplicity and the raw energy of Link Wray. So that's the kind of three things that I really like. But that's my choices.
Awesome. Thanks for doing that, Chris.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. And
you too.
you are tuned into CJAM 99.1 FM and listening not to Revolution Rock, but Revolution Surf, our annual Surf Rock special. We always do it at the final episode in February to round off theme month. In fact, it's been a fantastic theme month. We've done episodes on Iggy Pop and the Stooges, on By Divine Right, and a special Black History Month special, Punky Reggae Party Part 2. So with that said, check out some of that information on those previous episodes at revrock.blogspot.com. And in this particular show, we were just showing an interview, well, I should say playing an interview with Chris Jack of The Routes, where he talked a lot about his influences, about a lot of the history of the band. Really cool stuff. And a huge thank you to Chris for agreeing to this interview.
Yes, and also he talked a lot about when he met Takeshi Tarachi, Japanese surf instrumental guitar legend. They said he's the answer to Japan's answer to Dick Dale. But we're going to hear a song from a lesser known album of his called Rashomon. And I believe it is, I'm not sure if it's named after the movie.
The movie or the book that's based off of, quite possibly. It's a longer song too. So unlike what we're used to hearing from surf rock, this one's an epic at 6 minutes.
And it has a lot of traditional Japanese musical structures mixed in with surf, which is something he did sometimes in his music, more than sometimes. But and Chris talked about this in the interview, and it really is quite well executed, and it shows off his ability not only as a guitarist but as a musician. And we're gonna play that track to start off the next set,
but we should go back, we should call back a lot of those.
Oh yeah,
we heard a lot
of songs, ending off with a brand new unreleased track from a forthcoming All Buzzcocks surf album that's gonna be out via the Spain label Ghost Highway Recordings I think later this year. And we heard a surf version of the song Noise and Noise, which really worked quite well.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing how complimentary that was to it. You know, I mentioned before about having a luau, getting yourself some pineapple and some avocados. I think the guacamole is safe with that song.
Yes, I would agree, and maybe some others would as well. Before that, we heard the Yeti Spaghetti. And this comes from their very first Instrumentals album that was titled Instrumentals, all the way back in 2012, and I believe it was also put out through Ghost Highway, although I could be mistaken. And then a sequel to this album came later on, actually.
Yeah, actually just in 2021. In fact, we heard that as one of the songs before it, Instrumentals 2. We heard Snail Love Story.
Yes, a classic.
A classic love story. You know, classic Romeo and Juliet, of course, you think about, and then snails.
And then
Escargot.
Gooey snails. Before that,
the most romantic thing I've ever heard.
We heard Shake 5 from a release of the same name. This was one of three releases that came out in 2021. This one was a physical-only release, I believe only on cassette, maybe CD. But yeah, you can listen to it online, but you can't buy it, I don't believe. And then before that, we had a pair of tracks from some recent releases from The Routes. We heard The Robots from Twang Machine, which is a surf version of a Kraftwerk song.
That's right, and that's an entire album based off of interpretations of Kraftwerk material. And we started things off with Like a Knife, and that's taken from The Routes' latest commercial release, Get Past Go, that was dropped just at the tail end of last year. So once again, huge thank you to Chris Jack, and just a reminder that you can check out more information about the bands we love and the music we play on our website, revrock.blogspot.com. Now, as Dave mentioned, we're going to be hearing some stuff from Takeshi Tarachi, and some other bands that Chris was mentioning during his interview.
Yeah, so he talked about three songs that he really wanted. I asked him to pick a couple surf songs and talk about them that he liked and that influenced him, and he picked three tracks. But as he was going through his tracks, he also, because he had his record collection behind him, it was done over video chat. He pulled out a Venture single, so I added that one in as a bonus at the end. So we're going to hear Takeshi Tarachi and the Blue Jeans doing Rashomon from the album of the same name. Then we're going to hear Link Ray doing Jack the Ripper, also from the album of the same name, from 63. The Astronauts with Hot Doggin', a surf classic from 65. And then we're going to hear The Ventures, Stop Action. This was a single and also released on the Where the Action Is release in 1965 as well. Let's get started. You're listening to Revolution Surf here only on CJAM 99.1 FM. We're also syndicating across several different stations here in Canada. Thanks to everyone that's tuned in so far. We got lots more music for you, and here we go with Takeshi Tarachi.